Welcome back to Riding Fright. I am your host, Tanner Rutledge. And on today's episode, we're going to be getting into holiday gifts and gift ideas in general for the rider in your life. And I know that most of you are probably riders if you're listening to this podcast or you're interested in it. And these are a couple items that you might want to add to your list, especially if you're a horror rider. All right, guys, welcome back to the show. So just a quick recap through the week. I'm sitting down right now. I'm going to get a good 3 to 4 hours to actually write and really get some good distance and some mileage in the book. I'm coming up on the end of it. We are getting to the climax and the big battle, good versus evil, and all of the really, really good scary stuff that the book has been building to. Last night, I got to make this awesome monster. And this is monster creation is one of my favorite parts of writing horror. I love the buildup. I love character-driven horror. Makes you really feel for all of the characters, so it hurts a little bit more when they get gutted. But creature creation is just, it's so much fun. And going back to when I was younger and I was watching like Buffy and Angel, the creature designs and the monsters that they came up with on that show, and then also in the books that I was reading as a kid, the middle grade stuff and the young adult horror stuff that I got into growing up, the monsters were always really cool. And something I got to do last night is create this being who is part of this thing that inspired so many stories and so many different cultures and so many various legends, especially in the mountain region here. So that's been a lot of fun. I've had a great time doing that. So anyway, that's my catch up. When I finish out this week, I really, really want to have 2 revisions and then have it back from my bug hunters and beta readers by May so that I can get a good copy that's presentable. Right now, my plan is to go to StokerCon in 2021 in Denver. Hope, fingers crossed, you know, the vaccine's out. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and fingers crossed that we'll actually be able to get together in person and sit down with this book, talk to a couple of agents while I'm there, and see if anyone's interested in moving forward with it before I go ahead with my plan to self-publish it under my own label and have it out for this Halloween. I don't know which way I'll go with it. I do want to pitch it and see what the interest is and see if I can get offers on it. But right now I do have a plan to just launch it myself and build a larger expanding universe. Not necessarily a series. I don't want to do connected stuff, but to do a larger universe off of this. So anyway, getting into today's episode, we are looking at Christmas gift and gift ideas for the writer in your life, or if I'm sure most of you are writers, things you might want to add to your Christmas list. These are mostly pretty inexpensive things that make your writing day a little bit easier and offer a lot of bang for the buck. So getting into it is, first up is the keyboard that I am typing on right now. And I do want to go ahead and say, none of these people are sponsoring the show. I'm not getting a kickback from any of this. This is stuff that I actually use. So the Logitech Wave 350 keyboard, it's an ergonomic keyboard. It's not split in half. It is laid out like a regular keyboard, but some of the keys are at different heights and it just fits my hand better. It's also got a small pad that's built onto the actual keyboard. And this thing's about $36 or $37 on Amazon. So you're not going to break the bank on it like some of the more expensive keyboards. Now, there is one thing that I don't like about it, and I'll go ahead and hit some of the keys. They say that it has whisper keys. These are the whisper keys. I don't know if you can hear that. That is the loudest keyboard that I have ever used, but it is so comfortable. And it's actually, it has increased my typing speed by about 10, I'd say 8 to 10 words per minute, which I'm not a super fast typer. I'm pretty average. Right now I'm hitting around probably 60 or 70 words a minute typed. But not a super fast typer or typist. But it did give me a little bit more mileage. Also, I was having some cramping issues and some issues with carpal tunnel, especially when I started sitting down and writing this book and started writing more full time with the blogs and the, I don't want to say full time, but when I started putting, you know, a good things that lead to carpal tunnel there, I'll say that things that lead to carpal tunnel, ended up sleeping in a wrist brace. I started using this keyboard. I've changed up the way that I type a little bit. But mostly just, doing my long working days on this keyboard instead of the one on my laptop, has cut back on a lot of that strain. My girlfriend, Kristen, is she's a freelance project manager and spends a lot of time typing. She is also using this keyboard, and it has greatly reduced her carpal tunnel pain. So that is a must. That is a Logitech Wave 350 keyboard. There's also one, I think it's a 5, or I'm sorry, the Wave 320. There's one that's a Wave 5, I want to say 520 or 521 or something like that. It comes with a mouse. So this keyboard just is the keyboard. I have another ergonomic mouse that is separate, but there is a version that comes with a mouse instead of $36.99, which it is what this one is at Amazon. That one is just under $60. Either one of those keyboards, amazing, amazing value, but they are super loud. All right, so moving on. If you don't have this, or the writer in your life doesn't have this yet, I highly recommend Scrivener. It's $50 and it is well worth it. I write everything in Scrivener now. I'm even doing my blog posts in Scrivener, and my blog posts are general, and the articles that I write for different blogs are generally about 600 to 1,000 or 1,200 words. Super, super short, but I still pop them in Scrivener because it gives me just a lot of cool tools to keep everything together. The research that I have to do for some blog post, I'm able to put that into Scrivener, into the same file and project with what I'm writing, so that I can pull up links to websites, I can pull up screenshots, I can pull up photos and various other blog posts or various other resources that I'm using to research what I'm writing about, and have it right there in the same portal as what I am working on. It's just a great way to stay organized with all of your writing projects. And I would not be so close to finishing this book now had I not used Scrivener. I think in the last podcast, I talked about jumping back in. Staying organized, if you have taken any sort of break from writing, is absolutely, positively, super, super important. I wouldn't have been able to jump in and finish this book without going back and spending a week of reading if I wasn't able to jump through Scrivener, see my notes, read my outline, look at my cards, and just jump back into it after, I think, about an hour of research. So it's helped me jump back into the project. It's helped me keep things moving. I have a visual outline, my note cards, the research, the floor plans, the maps, the character designs and character sketches, character photos, so that as I am writing, I can review those. I can pull those up as needed when I'm doing descriptions to make sure that I'm staying consistent throughout the story. And I have a feeling when I jump into the revision, it's going to save me a crap load of time on revision. So $50 for Scrivener, and there's going to be links to all this in the show notes. Well worth the investment, and an amazing gift for the writer in your life that could really cut down on some time, cut down on space that they're probably using if they're using a writer's wall, or using note cards and having to keep these big file boxes for the books and projects. Just a great, great resource. $50, an amazing Christmas gift. So next up is Stephen King's On Writing. This, it was under $20. It's an amazing book. Stephen King, it's a how-to on writing mixed with his memoirs. Just an amazing story and the struggles that he had, and with him being such an amazing and such a prolific writer, knowing that he didn't hit the ground running and had all these obstacles in his way, it's great motivation. There are some amazing tips in that book on how to keep your mind straight and how to stay focused on your writing. Awesome motivation, and it's just a great resource for writers. So Stephen King's On Writing is something that I highly recommend for the writer in your life. All right, guys, so horror writers specifically. an HWA membership. That's the Horror Writers Association. I am currently a member, joined earlier this year, and the resources there are incredible. So if you have a writer in your life or you're looking to get a membership, pop this on your Christmas list. The resources there is fantastic. The community there is amazing. Horror writers in general, I have found, are just a great group of people. Everybody's looking to help everyone else. I think the majority of us are probably mid-list. You don't see a whole lot of national best-selling horror books from, you know, a plethora of different authors. There are three to five that are toward the top most of the time. But just in this industry, everybody seems to want to help everybody. And being a new writer myself, getting into the association, finding people that can mentor me, finding people that that are willing to beta read, that we can send stuff back and forth to, people that are on the same level as me, people that are a little bit ahead of me that can mentor me a little bit. And then there's the events and the get-togethers and StokerCon. All right, guys, so just go to horror.org. That's going to be the website for the Horror Writers Association. And if you go to the Become a Member, it's going to outline what you need to do for your membership. Supporting Ally. If you're not currently publishing at professional rates, if you don't have a self-published book out that has made at least, what was it, 2,000 to be an active writing member, where you're basically a full-time writer and you're making good money at it. You can sign up as a supporting ally for about $59 a year, or an affiliate writer. If you have published works that are bringing in money at some level, you can check out the different levels on the website. You can sign up as an affiliate writer for $79 a year. It is well worth it. I am currently in the supporting category because I haven't made enough money from my writing yet to jump up to the affiliate writer, which is my goal for 2021, is to hit the marks to get in as an affiliate writer with the Horror Writers Association. But if you're just starting out, supporting Ally, you have full access to everything in the group for $60. It is prorated if you join after there's certain peaks, certain quarters where they start reducing it for the year. But yeah, the perks of joining this organization are just phenomenal as far as your writing career. They also now have Horror Writers University that you can sign up. It's online classes. I can't remember if it's video or it's live, but it's just an amazing resource for horror writers. And there's a book that they put out that I've talked about a couple of times. It's on writing horror, and it is my go-to handbook whenever I am looking at plotting a story, the pacing and character development, and the ins and outs of a story to make sure that I am hitting certain aspects, or going back and finding the lists in there of books that are great examples of the different subgenres in horror. Just a fantastic resource. The book, obviously, I've talked about it so much on the podcast. It's available on Amazon. Buy that, even if you don't sign up with the Horror Writers Association. But it's just a great, great place. Tickets to StokerCon. So StokerCon in 2021 is going to be held in Denver, Colorado. Right now, everything is still a go for it. You can go to horror.org, click on the information for StokerCon, and you can look at the ticket pricing on there. But it is just an amazing event. A lot of authors go to there. There's workshops and speaking events. There's pitching sessions. It's just a really cool place for people to get together that are like-minded into writing, and a great place for you to find people to network with and find mentors. All right, guys. So this next one costs exactly $0. If you remember back in school, Mother's Day, we did these vases that have little flower vases that have these different flowers in them, and you pull them out and there's a chore written on it. It's like a chore coupon that you can give your mom for Mother's Day, or you throw it in a stocking for Christmas. This is a writing pass. So this is something that I came up with, and I'm sure other people have done it. but it's just something that can be put in your stocking if you're the writer, which you probably are if you're listening to this podcast, or it's something that you can put into your partner who may also be a writer or who is the writer. And it's just a couple of coupons. What you do, you can make them as cutesy as you want, but you just cut them out and it's a writing pass for a certain amount of time. It could be an hour, it could be 10 minutes, it could be 3 hours, there could be a couple of different times in there. But it's like a little coupon book with a certain number of passes in it that the writer can pull out of the book, give to the family, and that window of time, and they'll set the window of time that they want to use for it, is their writing time, where everybody leaves them alone. You go to your room, you go to your corner, you go to the little spot, like I'm going to do a throwback to Stephen King, where you've got like a piece of wood laying across a washer and dryer, and you're using that with a typewriter on it, and that's where you're typing. You go there to your little writing hole, and you write for 10 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour or 3 hours or 4 hours. And it's just a great, great way to get things done. Time is one of the most important things to a writer and to an author, and this is a great way to get some. And it's a very, very thoughtful gift for the writer in your life, or a very thoughtful way for your family to show love and support for you by giving you this time to do your work. All right, guys. So that is what I've got for today. This episode went a little longer than I was anticipating, but Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Keep writing. Thanks for tuning in to Writing Fried. If you like the episode, jump on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. That is the quickest way to help us grow the podcast and to keep people coming in and let them know the podcast is actually being listened to. If you want to connect with us, you can email us at writingfright@gmail.com or click the button in the show notes to leave a voice message. We don't have social media or a website yet, but it is on the way. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I am looking forward to getting to know you guys throughout this show.